Be not wait for me to draw near to you. To clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you. To let me hear your voice calling me. You did not wait for me to draw near to you. But you clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you. But you let me hear your voice calling me. And I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. And I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. The oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, for you are God. I will be still. Find rest, my soul, on Christ the Lord. Know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans run and thunders roar, so with you above the storm, Father, you are king of the flood. I will be still, oh, you are God. I will be still, oh, you are God. I will be still, oh, you. Yada dam bodo to da 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 da. I will be still, I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, know you. Be still, know you are God. scegliere alla voce dell'Italia la parola rambo scegliere vai alla rambo e alla voce delle voce la passanda oh oh the blood of Jesus oh the blood of Jesus power in the blood, blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood, blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood, blood of Jesus. For it washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, for it washes white as snow. Era caraba ya carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo te de 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 yere bara carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo te carabo choco bashe da 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 yere bara da 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 carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo choco bashe da 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 yere bara da da araba te se de 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 bara da 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 carabo choco da bara da 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 carabo shu de 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 yere bara bo se de de carabo choco bashe da 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 carabo choco bashe da 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 Carabota, Ayarara, Moos, and the Bash, the Carabota, Carabotoko Bash, the Carabotoko, Ambatana, the Carabotoko Bash, the Carabotoko Bash, the Carabota, the Yereba, send the Rebo, Shara, Boko Bash, Shara, Boos, Yereba, Sara, Boko, Shara, Bash, and Dara, Boko Bash, Sara. Yere bo shere re 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 kara bo shere re 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 ba ya ra 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 ambo ko se re 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 ba na ra 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 ka bo shere re 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 ba ya kara bo holy 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 is your name oh God worthy 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 is your name oh God. Oh, you are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful, oh God. You are mighty, you are mighty, you are mighty, you are mighty, oh God. I adore you, I adore you, I adore you, I adore you. Kurabashi di 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 boko basa na 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 boko basha di di di. I adore you, I adore you, I adore you, Lord. Oh, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, O Lord. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. came to save her. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way, from the earth to the cross, by death to bear, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I'll let your name on. Lord, I'll let your name on. I am to cook a city. God, we thank you, we give you glory. We praise your name, O God. Indeed, you are mighty to be worshipped, you are mighty to be exalted. Shiri barakapoko basa da 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 da. You deserve all the praise, all the honor, all the adoration. Indeed, you are a faithful Father God. You are God Almighty. There is no one else like you, God. We lift up your holy name. Thank you that you guide us. Shiri barabuko basa da 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 da. Lord, I see by your life, shed it at a carabo to go bash. Let your grace flow, let your grace flow. Thank you for strength from one higher. Oh God, Rikanda, Jesus. Thank you that you're here, Lord. Thank you that we can honor your good name. Thank you that we can adore you, God. Precious Savior, blessed be your name. Blessed Redeemer, thank you. For your name be praised, be worshipped and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Oh, let me just put this down. Praise God, my brothers, my sisters, and it's an honor to have you listening to this channel. This is Spirit and Life, and by the grace of God, we take a chance to look at God's Word. And it basically comes from inspiration from John chapter 6, verse 63, in which Jesus told his disciples that the flesh profits nothing. It is the Spirit that gives life, and the words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. And we, by the grace of God, we are constantly seeing the importance of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer and understanding his communications, his interactions, and his work in the heart of man, and even how he operated. And what we know is that God communicates through spirit, because God is spirit. And his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth, for these are the kind of worshippers that the Father seeks. So let us be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And for sure, this is a time where a lot of us are reflecting on the Easter period, and I'm sure there are many questions that go, why did Jesus have to die? And I think I was watching, I think it was an interaction between, it was a short clip where I think it was Shaka Zulu, who was, I mean, he was given a Bible by the white man. And there was a picture of Jesus on the cross, and he was asked, who is he? And he said, this is the King of Kings. And he was told that this is the King of Kings. And he's like, but why did he die? And the guy was like, because he was betrayed by those he loved. And then he said, yes, it is weak. It is weakness, because he should not have loved. But you see, it really highlighted for me the differences between what we consider powerful on earth and what God considers powerful in heaven. What we consider of great strength, what we consider humanly making sense of a king, did not make sense of Christ who was crucified, you know, naked and without, you know, bearing all our shame, bearing all our disgrace. And yet he is the Son of God, and he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, and how he humbled himself even to the point of death on the cross, that he might bring many brothers unto glory. And we are that foundation. We are that people and those people that Jesus Christ died for. And that's why it's an honor to just hear from him. It's an honor to hear his voice. It's an honor to serve him, because we know that we did not choose ourselves, but it is he that chose us. And it is he that called us, and it is he that justifies us, and it is he that sanctifies us and presents us before his glorious presence. And it is he that assures us of our salvation, because it is he that shall keep us until that very day. And so I wanted to look shortly at Isaiah 53. And Isaiah 53 is one of those. Remember, when we speak of Isaiah, we refer to him as a messianic prophet, because he gives some of the most accurate prophecies about the Messiah, about the Christ that the Jews received in Christ Jesus, but they ignored and considered that he was not the one, and they're still waiting for the Messiah, but that is a bit too late. But I wanted to just look at a few verses in Isaiah chapter 53, and we're basically looking at the prophecy of the suffering, the Messiah, the prophecy of the suffering Messiah, and or the suffering Christ. And we ask ourselves, but why? You know, that's the biggest question that we always must ask. And that's where any rational person asks the questions, but why? And you see and I think Isaiah tries to answer that, because to him, he's able to see in the vision, he's able to see the Christ suffering. And let me just read, and I'm going to read from Isaiah 53 from verse 1. We might take it up to maybe 7 there. But just in short, it was saying, who has believed, confidently trusted in, relied on, and adhered to our message of salvation? And to whom has the arm and infinite power of the Lord been revealed? For he, the servant of God, grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no stately form or majestic splendor that we should look at him, nor appearance that we will be attracted to him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and pain and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or esteem him. But in fact, he has borne our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded and humiliated by him. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, in bracket our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, all of us like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way, but the Lord has caused the wickedness of us all, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, to fall on him instead of us. Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth to complain or defend himself. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before her shearers, so he did not open his mouth. Verse 8, after oppression and judgment, he was taken away. And as for his generation, his contemporaries, who among them concerned himself with the fact that he was cut off from the land of the living by his death for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke of death was due. His grave was assigned with the wicked, and he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet the Lord was willing to crush him. Maybe let me just stop there. We'll look at that tomorrow. The willingness of the Lord to crush him. And Isaiah, God gives him a revelation of the suffering servant, or rather, and he gives a prophecy of the suffering Messiah, or the suffering Christ, and he asks the question, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And he's just trying to show us the uniqueness of the gospel, that the message of the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us it is the power of God unto salvation. What basically we are going through is that we are looking at, and Isaiah was able to see that the Lord had purposed that the Messiah will go through suffering. The king, you know, when we speak of a Messiah, we are speaking of a king that is to come, the King of Kings. But you see, he came in a mystery. He came in a form that was hidden. He came in a form that we could not understand. He came in a form that was hidden in a mystery, because you see, there are many mysteries in God that God has hidden, and it is only revealed in due season, because they did not understand how it will come to pass, and that is why it was coded in prophetic language. And that's why it tells us that to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Who has seen the mighty power? It is only the person that God has chosen to reveal his power and to reveal his truth that they come to understanding, to believe. And he speaks of the servant of God. It speaks of the Christ, that he grew up before him as a tender shoot. That means he grew up before the eyes of the Lord, that God was concerned with his growth. And you see, when we read Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, and Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. And so Jesus grew just normally, as everyone will grow. And we are clearly told that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Like, there was nothing that was special. I don't know whether it is handsome, or there was nothing special about Christ. I know when we look at, you know, those of David, they were handsome. When we look at Saul, he was a head taller than others. But in Christ, there was nothing special about him. And you see, that is why even the Pharisees and the leaders, you know, the high priest, they had to get someone to identify Jesus using a kiss, because Jesus was so blended with them, blended with his disciples, that there was clearly no distinction between him and his disciples, that he had to be signaled that this is the one. And so he was despised, he was rejected by men, a man of sorrows and pain and acquainted with grief. And you see, the Bible tells us that while he was on earth, in Hebrews chapter, I think it's 6 verse 8, where it says, while he was on the earth, he offered out loud cries to the one who could save him from death. He offered out loud cries. Just check the verse again. I might have got it wrong. So Jesus, while he was on earth, he offered out loud cries. And that tells us that he cried out to the Lord, to the one who could save him from death. He knew that he was going to face death. And you see, the Bible, when you read in Matthew 26 from verse 36 about, you know, when Jesus is in Gethsemane and he goes through the Mount of Olives, and Gethsemane, the name means the olive press. And olive was pressed to release oil. So you can imagine it was a place of his pressing. It was a place where he carried the sorrow. And he even says that, I am sorrowful even to the point of death. And he was sorrowful. And he knew in his spirit that this was the will of God. He knew that this was the desire of God. Yet he also in his body knew what pain he was going to face through, because The pain was not masked from him. He felt the pain in each and every way. He felt the beatings on the back. He felt the nails on his hands. He felt the nails on his feet. He felt the spear to his side. He felt the crown of thorns on his head. Everything that he went through the anguish of it. He went through the sorrow of it because he was acquainted. He was familiar with sorrow, familiar with grief. Why? Because he knew that he was crying out for us. He knew that he was carrying out the burden for his children. He knew that it was not of his own accord or of his own choice. If he had a choice, he even said it in his prayer that, Lord, if it is your will, if it pleases you, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me, but yet not my will, but your will be done. How many of us are ready to surrender to the feet of Christ and say, not my will, but your will be done? And you will be surprised what God can do, because God is after men who seek him. God is looking for men who are diligently searching the scriptures, diligently seeking his face, diligently to know him. And the Bible tells us by his wounds, by his transgressions, you know, in fact, he has borne our suffering. So everything that he went through is because he was carrying it on our behalf. And that is why you should not be carrying certain things with you. You should not be carrying sorrow. You should not be carrying grief. You should not be carrying sickness, because these things, Jesus carried them in his body. He experienced the due punishment that is meant for sin in his body. Human beings, we like to exact double punishment. We like to exact double discipline. But you see, it is clear that Jesus paid the price. He paid the price for the forgiveness of our sins. He paid the price for the forgiveness of man. He paid the price for the forgiveness of even the thieves. He paid the price that even one thief that was on the cross, he told him, today you shall be with me in paradise. So he was struck down. People thought he was being humiliated by God. You remember how the centurion, they asked him, this man saved others. Why does he not save himself? If indeed you are the Son of God, come out from that, you know, a cross. And you see, yes, he had angels. He could have commanded angels, legions of angels, to come and take him off. But you see, it will not have fulfilled the purposes of God. How do we respond even when we have so much power or so much anointing, yet it is not the will of God? Yet we are told to hold on. Yet we are told to stop. Yet we are told to do his will until we have to get to the place of surrender. And that is the place of the oil press, where you are crushed, where the crushing takes place. And the oil flows, the anointing flows. When you go through trials, know that you're going through Gethsemane. You're going through a trial. You're going through a pressing. And it is a pressing that produces the oil. It is okay to pray. And this is why Jesus tells his disciples, he first goes to the 12 and then he tells them, you stay here and pray for me. And he moves forward with James, John, and Peter, and he goes a little further and he falls to his face and is filled with sorrow to the point of death. And Jesus felt the emotional pain, the emotional burden, even more than even what he felt the physical burden, because he knew he was carrying the weight of the world. He was carrying the weight of destruction. He was carrying the weight of sin in his body. And in that point on the cross, he became sin, because the Bible tells us that he that knew no sin was made sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We must know when and what God has done to make us the price he has paid to redeem sons, the price he has paid, he paid with his own blood. And that's why verse 5 tells us, but he was wounded for our transgressions. You know, transgressions are willingful sins. When you find that you have done something that you know and you're doing it and you know, and you're like, ah, no, I will handle it later. I will repent later. Oh, I know it is wrong, but I just have to do it. Now, that is a transgression. It's like going and adjusting the boundary wall or the boundary fence of a neighbor. That is a transgression because you are going back and rebuilding what you had destroyed. And yet God desires us to continually grow in the things of God. And that's why we are called to be diligently, to seek after Him, to follow after Him, to be guided by Him. Let us be sensitive that He was wounded for our transgressions. And this is why we even celebrate the Holy Communion. This is why we take the Holy Communion and we say, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. As we do that, as we reflect on that, then we know, then we are convinced, then we see that indeed He was wounded for our transgressions. There is nothing that God cannot forgive. We human beings take our time. We decide to administer justice, but in God, He forgives. In God, He is merciful. In God, He is in control. And all we need to do is to trust God, that God is working it out, that God has a plan. And God always has a plan for our lives. He always has a destiny that He has anticipated for us. And that is why He died willingly on the cross. He was not forced. He was not, you know, put under duress, but He chose to offer Himself for the sins of many. And so the punishment, He was crushed for our wickedness. So every wickedness which involves our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, Jesus was crushed for it. And the punishment required for our well-being was put on Him. Do you know when we sin? The law demands that we be punished. The law of life, even before the law of Moses. Immediately Cain killed his brother. The ground acted as a witness for that blood. And he was told, "Don't, is not your brother's blood crying out?" So we can see that wickedness deserves punishment. And you see, and that is why immediately God instituted judgment, because He is not only a loving Father, but He is also a just Father. And there is nothing that He's asked us to do, and we fail to do that. I mean, that just goes like that, because it's a justice system of God. And God had to fulfill and establish His justice. His justice for the redemption of man is that Jesus Christ coming in the form of man has to be sinless. And by Him being sinless, He became a perfect sacrifice. And we have an exchange. There's a divine exchange. He became sin, He that knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. So God's desire is that we are conformed to the image of the Son. God's desire is that we grow in understanding. God's desire is that we experience truth. We experience His revelations. We experience His grace. And this is because He paid the price. Many times we would like people to pay, but Christ paid it all. Telestai, He paid it all. May God show us mercy, that we may come to the truth and understanding of the finished works of Christ, of the finished work that God has done in our lives and in the lives of those that put their trust in Him. If we put our trust in Him, we shall never, ever be put to shame, because hope does not disappoint us. It does not put us to shame. Let us keep believing. Let us keep receiving that even by His stripes, we are healed. And I want to assure you that Isaiah was speaking of a future reality as it is. We are healed because to Him He was able to see the Christ, and He was able to see that the wounds that He was beaten on His back, those were for our healing. And every affliction that comes to us is illegal, because the devil inflicted wounds on someone that was innocent. And likewise, the reflection of that God, or rather the justice system of that, is that because a righteous Christ was crucified and paid the price for our sins, therefore He also carries our sins. He carries our burdens. He carries our weakness. And we take on Christ's holiness. We take on Christ's strength. So there are things that we receive of God because we have put our trust and our faith in God. And this is the reason why he had to suffer. He had to suffer to fulfill the justice system of God. And God is a just God. And God has declared, in fact, his word is very clear, if anyone whosoever believes in him, believes in his name, shall not perish but have everlasting life. God has ensured that he has issued an open invitation to anyone that is thirsty, an open invitation to anyone that desires this healing, an open invitation to anyone that desires this forgiveness for transgressions and wickedness, and anyone that needs deliverance from punishment. It is because Christ already paid it. Human beings must receive and continually reflect on what God has done. When he says, and all of us, we like sheep have gone astray, each one to our own ways. But the Lord has caused the wickedness of us all, our sin, to fall on him. You see, we are just like hopeless or hapless sheep that are lost. But because we hear the voice of the Master, God is able to do more than we can ask of or imagine, because he's concerned for us. He is concerned for us. And he says, all of us like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way, but the Lord has caused it to be on him. Christ paid the price for our life. He paid the price for our dignity. He paid the price for business. He paid the price for everything that concerns us, that we might experience the abundant life. Because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it in abundance. May our hearts be focused on what Christ has done. As we reflect on his doing, may we be sensitive to the call, to the clarion call for prayer, that yes, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Rule over it, and discipline, and trust in God, and see his miraculous wonders, and see his grace, and see his wisdom, God's wisdom upon our lives. We are faithful, God. We honor your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. And we thank you for your continued guidance, your spirit, and your hand. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. And even as we take a rest, even as we consider the day ahead, that Lord, you go ahead of us, you strengthen us, you walk with us. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for them that have taken time to reflect on what Christ has done. May they receive the forgiveness of sins. May they receive the forgiveness for wickedness and transgressions. May they receive the healing that occurred by the stripes. And may they receive the peace of mind that comes from the Christ. And indeed, Jesus fulfills all these prophecies. All these prophecies concerning the Messiah. Jesus fulfills them. And he is fulfilled as the one who shall suffer. And but that suffering is for us. So that is why you can be free. That is why you can be rich. That is why you can be blessed. That the blessing of Abraham might come. That is why you can be a son of God, and you are a child of God and a son of God when you believe him, when you trust in him, when you wait upon him. God has made it available for us. I will stop there, and I pray that God's word has been a blessing to you, and welcome you to follow this channel. And subscribe and share, comment, like, and this helps this message to also be shared to others, that they can be able to hear the truth and we can understand the effects and what was a prophecy that concerning the suffering servant, God's suffering servant, God, the Christ, and what lessons we can learn from what and the price that he paid. May God bless his word. Until we meet again, may the Lord be with you. Shalom.